You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. An anonymous tip about imminent immigration raids in California last week led to a remarkable amount of political backlash throughout the state. And earlier today, the U.S. Justice Department threatened to subpoena so-called sanctuary cities, including San Francisco and Berkeley, if they don't release documents detailing how local law enforcement communicates with federal agencies. Elected officials have made it clear they do not agree with federal immigration policy, from the local level right up to Governor Jerry Brown. Here's Governor Brown speaking about immigration and customs enforcement raids earlier this month.
I do think just breaking up families like that is callous. It's very insensitive, and I can't believe that it will really be carried through.
To learn more about how state and local rights can affect federal action, we contacted Deep Gulasekram. He's a professor at Santa Clara University, specializing in immigration and constitutional law. KALW's Ben Trefney asked him what he thinks of a year's worth of Trump administration's policies and statements about undocumented immigration.
Right. I mean, I think most of them are intended as scare tactics. I think the underlying problem with the Trump administration's tactics is that they have very little relationship to the goal of public safety or community safety. That is, these raids are often high show. They are highly publicized actions. But if we're thinking about long-term systemic effects that are useful immigration policy, that are actually improving public health and community safety outcomes, they actually do very little to advance those sorts of goals.
Then does it seem to follow something that maybe more, I mean, honestly, I want to say xenophobic perspectives that the president may hold and has come across as basically saying in his tweets and sometimes in public appearances, because he's just putting forth scare tactics rather than something that's more substantive, perhaps?
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt that a lot of this, underlying a lot of this, is a nativism and a xenophobia, a racism, frankly, perhaps influenced by advisors like Stephen Miller and those people around him. But in any case, I don't think there's any doubt that that underlies a significant portion of immigration policy by this administration. And you can think of that in total, right? If you think about the immigration bans, the Muslim bans, the way in which President Trump has referenced countries from which migration is happening, asking for more migration from countries like Norway. If the idea is to get higher skilled immigrants in the United States, it's not clear that being, to me at least, that being from Norway is a skill. Being from Norway does have the connotation of being white, European, etc., and that being deemed a desirable immigrant by this administration. So I don't think there's any doubt that that is part and parcel of the goal of this administration.
So clearly California has established policies that run counter to federal. What power does the state or local governments have when facing federal policies that, you know, fundamentally they disagree with or they don't want to cooperate with?
Yeah, so this is a question not just applicable to immigration law, but in general to the relationship between the federal government and state governments. Fundamentally, the federal government, and this has been interpreted by the Supreme Court in a series of cases, the federal government cannot conscript and force state governments, state officials to do the federal government's bidding. The federal government is welcome to enforce its own laws through its own investigative and prosecutorial force. That's what the FBI does. That's what DEA agents do. That's what ICE agents do in the immigration context. What they cannot do is for states and localities to participate in that federal enforcement. So many of the state laws that you see are policies by which the state is enforcing their right, their ability underneath the Constitution to maintain control over their own law enforcement resources, their own economic resources, etc. And that is all perfectly constitutional.
That's Deep Gulasekram. He is a professor specializing in immigration and constitutional law at Santa Clara University. But if the federal government decides to press the issue, like this threat of raids suggests, then what kind of defense or action does the state, you know, have at its disposal to use? I mean, it brings to my mind ideas about conflicts potentially between state or local officials and federal officials, because the alternative, it would seem, would just be to stand by and watch.
Yeah, and I think this is the Trump administration is certainly relating these two things. That is to say, because California has taken fairly protective policies, or if you want to think about it, just policies of non-cooperation, non-participation in federal immigration forces, that the Trump administration is claiming that because of those policies, they need to ramp up federal enforcement. As a constitutional matter, at least as per the cases as they've been interpreted, there really is nothing in the sense of the state can't stop the federal government if it wants from using ICE agents, federal agents, to go about enforcing federal immigration law. The state doesn't have to help. And in fact, the state of California said it is not going to help. And that itself is actually a fairly large practical deterrent to federal enforcement. And the reason that is a large practical deterrent is two reasons. One, the federal government's resources, although they are massive, are certainly limited in the sense that they can't maintain a huge ICE force in California for the purpose of investigation under current funding levels. Second, it is much more likely that local law enforcement and local agencies and state agencies are likely to have information about people, are likely to encounter people, are likely to be the people who've been working in these communities that have non-citizens and perhaps have information and knowledge about whereabouts, et cetera. And therefore, that is a very valuable resource for the federal government. And that's why you see such an effort by the Trump administration and the Attorney General to attempt to cajole, conscript, influence the ability of localities to participate, because that actually turns out to be one of the significant practical ways in which the federal government does its enforcement. So to your question, California can't stop massive ICE raids through policy, but what it can do is practically make it much more difficult for the federal government to engage in that sort of enforcement.
So do you have any sense for how this may play out going forward?
You know, I think that a key factor is going to be funding in Congress. So sure, at this current moment, even with current funding and current levels of agents, they can engage in hyper-random enforcement that has no priorities for the purpose of scaring people and tearing apart families and making perhaps trying to force people to leave. But if you're really talking about ramping up the number of people that you can investigate and round up, the number of people that you can put into enforcement actions, even in states like California that are not going to help you do so, that's going to require upping the number of agents by the thousands. That's going to require congressional budgetary allocations in the billions and billions of dollars. Already, DHS is the largest federal law enforcement agency that exists. It's bigger than the FBI, the DEA, everything else. So you're talking about a massive increase in personnel. If you get that, then I think there would be greater possibilities of systemic and sustained enforcement by ICE in California and other states that are resisting. If you're not going to get those large budgetary increases, I think what the federal government is going to attempt to do is the same sort of scare and publicity tactic that they are attempting now, which is to engage in high-profile raids, which might look good for the moment, which will make the nightly news, which will make it look like the federal government is engaged in this massive enforcement effort. But the fact is that cannot be sustained in some long-term basis without massive increases in funding. And so in the meantime, I do expect the federal government to continue this hyper-random enforcement that is likely not going to produce significant gains in public safety, but might have the ability to scare people.